And did it, folks. And pulled off the double love here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Let's get Jason Cans in here for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
The double love. Yes, what I did is back-to-back David Crowder, How He Loves, followed up by one of the songs on his Milk and Honey, one of our November musical gift offers from WIB Incorporated, the song God Really Loves Us. So, again, How He Loves got so much attention. People sang that in church, had the big sloppy wet kiss line in there. And then God Really Loves Us. Mm. People are going to. And so I think David Crowder believes in that concept, don't you?
I think that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the big draws, for me at least, to David Crowder's music. Lots of energy, but certainly that concept of God's love is really a draw there. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is the week before Thanksgiving, and so our question of the morning, we're calling it a Thankful Thursday. We love alliteration. And so asking listeners, what's one thing that you're really thankful for this year? So I said good health for me and my family. How about you?
You know, you asked me that 10 seconds before
yeah.
we got on the air.
Right.
And
I gave you advance notice.
I was thinking about it.
I gave you advance notice.
You did, yeah, which was really nice.
Yeah.
But thinking about, I feel like I've been on a pretty significant inner journey this year, or maybe a deepening inner journey, and it's been at times painful and challenging.
Mm.
But honestly, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for kind of the inner work that I've been trying to do. Mm-hmm. Understand, again, to make maybe a hat trick with the love concept, my belovedness with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that honestly involves kind of confronting some of my own junk, my own brokenness, and so forth. And so I guess I would say that's one of the things I'm thankful for this year.
Sounds good. I thought maybe you were going to say the release of Letters to the Beloved, your 600-page devotional commentary. It took you 6 years to write.
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful, and I'm really excited about that. But, you know, I think that for me is maybe a reflection of my journey. So it's kind of reveals the path I've been on in some regards, not completely, but
mm-hmm.
I'm certainly thankful for that. I've had a couple of reviews put out on Amazon, and I'm excited for those. But, I think the drawing closer to God and drawing closer to myself, which I think can happen simultaneously, is really where my thankfulness is when given a 10-second head start.
I know you were thankful yesterday when I told you one of our favorite listeners to WIB and also a faithful fan of the best 5 minutes of the day early in the morning told me yesterday he was on page 200 of Letters to the Beloved, and he's reading it at night before bed, just kind of saying, hey, this is a retelling of a story that I've heard, and he's loving it. So how about that, huh?
That's amazing. I was, when you shared that with me, it made me very, very happy, very excited. I was thinking about it. You know, Letters to the Beloved is a really, really big book. I think it's 670 pages, to hear that this listener is 200 pages in, I was thinking about it, and it's probably true that no one other than me is that far into the book. So, I'm really glad that he has been encouraged by that, and I'm hoping more people are as we move forward.
Some Saturday it'd be fun to get in our car, head west, visit with him over.
Yeah.
You don't do cake, so anyhow, I was going to say cake and coffee. Anyhow, finally, I don't know that we have so little time for this, and maybe we can pick more tomorrow, but I guess the words in my mind were beautiful mess, and I just thought, I'm like, wow, that is what we all are. And I think Rick McKinley is a guy, his name comes up if people have heard the podcast, the Mars Hill podcast that Christianity Today has done during 2021. But he has a book called This Beautiful Mess. I think of Mike Iaconelli's book that I really love, Right, messy spirituality, God's annoying love for imperfect people.
Yeah.
But I'm just really, you know, and we can say we're his beloved. You and I both believe everybody's the beloved. But, you know, as Nouwen says, if you embrace your belovedness. But even this morning on the way in, I'm like, Lord, thank you that, you know, I don't, that I'm your beautiful mess. You love me, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. He saw all of it. He loved us in it. We're made in his image, but we still stumble daily, right?
Right. You know, I think to say that, to really appreciate our belovedness, we have to name our mess and to understand God loves us right there. And I think that's true.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Have a great one.
Sounds good.
All right. There we go. Our Thankfulness Thursday underway, WWIB. And we have a listener, Kathy, already on the listener line this morning. Let's listen.
I just wanted to let you know that I am definitely most thankful for that. Well, my family is still alive, and that is definitely the biggest blessing. I'm so very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my radio station, WWIB.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. We're thankful for you as well. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Hey, Mark. Hi, everybody.
Susan, we're asking the listeners this morning, the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, one thing they're thankful for this year.
I know. You know what I was thinking when
what?
I was listening to you?
What?
I thought, that's a very daunting question. So I want to extend your question and say it could be a big thing or a little thing.
Sure. That's good.
How about that?
How about for you?
Because
I said good health for myself and my family.
I know. So if I don't say I'm thankful for my husband, like, right. I would be in trouble.
No trouble here. Nobody's in trouble.
So it could be a little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. All right. Very good. So you can tell us later what you're thankful for.
Okay. But it's a little thing.
All right. Let's listen. Kevin.
Hi, this is Kevin. Sorry I haven't called in, guys, lately. Had some health issues. I'm thankful that God's healing. I'm also thankful for my wife of 39 years and my 5 children. God's been good, and I'm thankful for his faithfulness.
Oh.
Your precious name. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
All right. In beautiful Fountain City. So thank you for that.
That was a wonderful and it just shows that my idea that the question's daunting is completely wrong. That was a beautiful, soulful answer. Yeah. We're so thankful for you, Kevin. Thank you for that encouragement.
All right. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. We're asking you this morning, a week away from Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Let us know this morning. Maybe it's ukulele music behind us talking in the morning.
That's
whatever.
A ukulele?
This is supposed, it's called ukulele, so
cool.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
I think we've got a variety in there. But so Susan and I were talking about this too as we prime the pump, because again, we'd love to hear from as many of you as possible at 715-396-1670 in your own voice, leaving a voicemail again, 396-1670. What's something you're thankful for? And sometimes we think it needs to be big and impressive. And that's not necessarily the case, because I believe that we honor the Father. We honor the goodness of God when we thank him for the big things and the little things. And so something that I thought of this morning, and it might seem insignificant, but a lot of times my day is go, 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 and have to do this at this time and this at this time. And so I was able to get ready just a little bit early and had 5 minutes. I set a timer on my phone so I wouldn't fall asleep, but 5 minutes to just kind of snuggle in some blankets. My wife and daughter, because Nora gets up really early, were there as well too, and just kind of snuggle in for a little bit, just a little bit of peace and calm and rest before the day. And that was a huge blessing to me. And I know it's small, but just, a little time cozying in before the day starts was something I'm thanking God for today.
But it's beautiful to have a heart like that, that notices those everyday tiny blessings. Today, it was just hands down, as soon as I heard Mark ask the question while I was getting ready, the internet and YouTube videos. I will tell you why. I have somehow fancied myself Joanna Gaines, where I can completely renovate a room in like an hour episode. I can't tell you how many times I have to Google or YouTube how to fix a hole in drywall, how to fix a switch that doesn't work anymore. So honestly, people bash the internet a lot, and I get it. It can be used for a lot of bad things. But then you think about, we used to have the world book, or we could call our dad. And now all the information that we have, I'm really, really thankful for that. How about a little?
Yeah, because HGTV, right, might create a false impression of how quickly a reno can be done.
Yeah, and I'm thankful I haven't had to call a contractor yet to save me.
There you go.
So whatever it might be, 715-396-1670, WWIB, we'd love to hear from you. All right, asking you this morning, what are you thankful for on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page? Christy says her family. Susan also saying God's grace, mercy, and my salvation in Christ, my kids, and my pets. And also on the listener line at 715-396-1670 here at WWIB, we've got one of the more heartfelt, I mean, one of the more brokenhearted messages we've ever received before. We've been asking you to pray for Vicky, a longtime faithful WIB listener who's been battling COVID. And so we've got a message from her husband, Keith, this morning on the listener line.
Hi, this is Keith. I'm calling to thank all the WIB listeners for praying for Vicky and my family. And we were talking this morning, Kyle and I. We are thankful that God allowed his son to die on a cross. So this morning, Vicky can be with him. Thank you so much.
All right, we're calling it a Thankfulness Thursday. We're asking you on the listener line, what are you thankful for? Let us know in your own voice, preferably at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And Susan, we heard from a listener who kind of wanted to spare the emotion, so she texted it in, right?
Boy, can I relate. But I would be happy to read this beautiful message from Linda. She said, I was so thankful that I went to the Teamwork Africa celebration at Peace Lutheran this past month, listening to Peggy and Mark Halverson and the work of evangelism and love they're doing in Africa, hearing Peggy speak with her big heart of love about the vital needs there, clean drinking water, a safe haven for kids, and the adoption of Michael. And I was actually able to talk to Michael. I was so happy that I did. I didn't realize that he had lost his brother Habakkuk in illness before they had a chance to bring him home. I love the people so much all over the world. And she just, it's a beautiful message. So she's very thankful for that evening. And the fact that you and Peggy are working to right that little corner of the world, you're trying to make things better. Thank you, Linda.
I just called Peggy and I said, you need to listen to hear what Susan's going to share. And I think Peggy was kind of fell out of her chair that somebody was there. thing that we're thankful for this year was that. So thank you, Linda. We really do appreciate it. It means a lot.
Lots of us are thankful for what you guys do, for sure.
I got to tell you, we just booked Mitch Albom for an interview next Wednesday at 7:15. And some of the work he does in Haiti reminds me of similar work. I mean, an orphanage there. And so we're going to talk to him. But the fact that 140 kids are having their school paid for, praise God for that. So this is another great listener on the listener line and in his own voice.
Hi, this is Emil from Ladysmith. Something to be thankful for, our country, you know, everything that was done to fight for both the good and the bad. A capitalist society, freedom to worship. Though our freedoms seem to be under attack, we still have them. And I'm thankful for family and friends. I'm thankful for good times, and I'm thankful for the hard times, because these trials and tribulations of this life will have their place, and they will build the perseverance in us. And I'm thankful for WWIB. Love you guys, and keep up the good work. God bless.
Boy, so well said. Thank you, Emil. Huh?
Yes, thank you.
That was fantastic. So thank you, Emil. We appreciate that. And keep those messages coming. One thing you're grateful for this year, 396-1670. We're asking you on a Thankfulness Thursday, name one thing that you're thankful for this year. And Susan, what did our friend in Menominee say?
Okay, Jen says, I am thankful for the Word of God. It changes everything. And we all have the power to read it. She can't help herself. She's thankful for two things. She said, I'm thankful for the power of prayer.
Absolutely. All right, let's hear from some others as well.
Mark, this is Dwayne Nicholson giving you a call. I've been thinking about this so heavily that I just am very thankful that God has allowed me to be a Christian. Thank you.
I am thankful for all the people who have prayed for me and who are continuing to pray for me, and I still have my foot. They have not amputated that yet. And so I thank Jesus for listening to all those who pray. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate that, John, up in Ladysmith.
Yes, thank you, John.
World's biggest Phillips and Craig and Dean fan. I think we could say ever. You know, nobody's ever going to pass him in that regard.
He calls them the Beatles of Christian music.
Well, he's correct.
All right, well, today is the Great American Smokeout, and traditionally it comes in the third Thursday of November.
We're not talking brisket.
No. No, we're not.
Cigarette smoking, cigar smoking.
If you are a smoker, they usually say, hey, just try to let today have it be one day that you kick the habit, but and then see what happens from there. But it is kind of amazing. I just kind of always marvel at the benefits being almost instant. As soon as a person stops smoking, their body begins to recover in the following ways.
Well, it says right away after 1 hour, your heart rate drops and returns to normal. Your blood pressure begins to drop and your circulation may start to improve.
Huh. After just 12 hours without a cigarette, the body cleanses itself of the excess carbon monoxide from those cigarettes. The carbon monoxide level returns to normal, increasing the body's oxygen levels.
Yeah. Also, after 2 days, smoking damages the nerve endings responsible for the senses of smell and taste. And as little as 2 days after quitting, a person may notice a heightened sense of smell and more vivid tastes as these nerves heal.
And after 1 month, a person's lung function begins to improve. As the lungs heal and lung capacity improves, former smokers may notice less coughing and shortness of breath. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. After 1 month.
Right. Right.
Your lungs are healing themselves.
Uh-huh. Circulation continues to improve over the months. After 9 months, after quitting smoking, the lungs have significantly healed themselves. The delicate hair-like structures inside the lungs, known as cilia, have recovered from the toll cigarette smoke took on them. These structures in the lungs help push mucus out of the lungs and help fight infections. Around this time, many former smokers, again about the nine-month mark, notice a decrease in the frequency of lung infections because the healed cilia can do their job more easily.
It's always a good show if you mention mucus. And finally, after a year... 1 year after you've quit smoking, a person's risk for coronary heart disease decreases by half.
Wow.
This risk will continue to drop past the one-year mark.
Right. And after 10 years, a person's chances of developing lung cancer and dying from it are roughly... Did you just say that? Okay, sorry. I'm just really dazzled that after 15 years of having quit smoking... The likelihood of developing coronary heart disease is the equivalent of a non-smoker. Now, so many times we think, oh, well, yeah. Why should I quit?
Sure.
I'm a smoker.
Sure.
No, here's the thing, you guys. If your body will mm-hmm. actually start to repair itself after 15 years, it's just like you never smoked at all as far as coronary artery disease, and that is incredible.
It also makes me think about Psalm 139, how we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Wow, what an ability to recover. Thankfulness Thursday. What are you thankful for? We're asking you. 396-1670 here at WWIB. We'd still love to hear from you.
Hi, my name is Randy from Wausau. I really miss my friend, and I'm thankful for Saturdays. With Steve, who was called home way too early, he opened my eyes to grow in my faith with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I miss him, bud, but I know he's playing up at the big WWIB station.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. Randy from Wausau. What a great brother.
Yeah, we miss him, too. You know, being at the Northern Lakes Church Band is so great. It's got a lot of members in it, and they preceded Josh Wilson on Sunday. And Caleb, mm-hmm. I know you were there. And they're so good, but I mean... missing Steve, right? I mean, missing. He was such a key
a huge
part of that.
Part of that
right.
Yeah.
And his presence, and we miss him here on Saturdays. Josh Stream doing a great job now, but just getting started with that. But big shoes to fill for sure. So, all right, WWIB, waning moments of a thankfulness Thursday. And we've had a lot of great responses, huh?
Absolutely. It's been wonderful to hear. I mean, keep them coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 715-396-1670 or on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page as well. I think we've got a couple of fresh comments that we'll get to there. But also, what did Cliff and Spooner have to say?
Well, I'm a little gun shy to say this because it's cut off a little bit.
Yeah,
so I don't have the message in its entirety. Do you have it, Caleb?
Let's see here. So Cliff said, good morning, Wib Wake Up Peeps. He said, I'm so thankful for Third Day Songs, of course. He says, my health. He continues, each day it only takes a few minutes working at the front door of a clinic to realize how I've been blessed with good health. He also continues, I'm thankful for John's answered prayer. Our good friend John Fields from Ladysmith answered prayers, plural. He says, we will keep praying for him. Thank you, Cliff from Spooner.
Uh-huh. Boy, am I glad I deferred that to you, because that's a great message. Very encouraging.
Yeah. Also, Joan on our Wake Up Show Facebook page saying thankful for her family. And we're hearing from Lee, who says, as bad as things get, our kingdom is not of this world, and that gives us so much hope and peace. So